We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Linkless, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korins. We hope you stick around for the second hour. We've got some more swinging, modern, mainstream jazz ahead of us tonight. We're going to continue to spotlight the trumpet artistry of Lee Morgan. And we're going to do something that he cut around 1960 on the VJ label. By the way, if a lot of you don't know it, the VJ label was founded by Vivian Carter from Gary, Indiana, and VJ label in the 60s put out a lot of great mainstream jazz. Well, here we've got Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, one of the more brilliant tenor sax men around who spent a lot of time in the with the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. First call piano player, anytime it was a studio date, Wynton Kelly on piano. Paul Chambers on bass, who was probably the bassist in the Miles Davis Pioneer Quintet at that time. Art Blakey on drums, who headed up the Jazz Messengers, and Lee Morgan worked in the Jazz Messengers organization about that time. And this is Lee Morgan's ballad artistry on display doing I'm a Fool to Want You.
Thank you.
highlighting the ballad artistry of Lee Morgan from his VJ label, a recording that was cut around circa 1960, A Beautiful Ballad, I'm a Fool to Want You, and also Tender Sex, solo there by Wayne Shorter, and the piano work was by Wynton Kelly. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Next we'll hear from pianist Ray Bryant. It's from a Cadet LP entitled Slow Freight, and it features Ray on piano along with Art Farmer on trumpet, Snooky Young on flugelhorn, Richard Davis on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums. It's a tune written by Donald Byrd entitled Amen.
Thank you.
That was Amen, a tune written by Donald Byrd and featuring there Ray Bryant on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Snooky Young on flugelhorn, Richard Davis on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums.
As I stated in the first hour of the show, our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Lee Morgan, was really a prodigy because at the age of 18 he was playing good enough trumpet that he was recruited by Dizzy Gillespie to play in the trumpet section in Dizzy's big band at that time. And also, fittingly enough, there was an album cut in 1956 when Lee Morgan was 18. I think it was his first album, titled Introducing Lee Morgan. And in the studio, along with Lee, is Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums. This was cut November 1956. It's a Hank Mobley composition called Hank's Shout. Our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Lee Morgan, playing with Hank Moldy on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums. Lee Morgan was at the ripe old age of 18 when he cut that particular LP on the Savoy label in 1956. So you can see what a real prodigy he was at that point in time. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Next we'll hear from another piano player. This time it's Ray Charles, and he's going to set his vocal cords aside here so we can concentrate on his piano playing. This is from an Atlantic LT entitled The Genius After Hours, and it features Ray on piano, David Newman on tenor sax, Emmett Dennis on baritone sax, Joe Bridgewater on trumpet, John Hunt on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and William Peoples on drums. The horns here basically just frame Ray's piano playing throughout, and it's a tune Ray wrote entitled Hornful Soul. Thank you. That was Hornful Soul, with a little mint julep garnish thrown in there at the end. A tune written by Ray Charles and performed there with Ray on piano, David Newman on tenor sax, Emmett Dennis on baritone sax, Joseph Bridgewater on trumpet, John Hunt on trumpet, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and William Peebles on drums. It was from an Atlantic LP released in 1961 entitled The Genius After Hours.
Next up is another album that was cut by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Lee Morgan. Expubidant was cut on the VJ label. And besides Lee on trumpet, we have Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, fine tenor sax man out of Chicago, gravitated to New York. Art Davis on bass. Art Blakey's back on drums. And a fine pianist that worked in the Chicago scene for probably 20 years, and he was the intermission pianist at the London House in Chicago for at least 10 years, Eddie Higgins. And this is a composition written by a great songwriting tandem, Robin and Ranger. And this is one of their best compositions, and it lends itself greatly to jazz performances. Easy Living.
Thank you.
lovely ballad rendition of Robin and Ranger's classic composition, Easy Living, one of the favorites ballads of most modern jazz musicians. That was our spotlight artist, Lee Morgan on trumpet. Beautiful piano solo there by Eddie Higgins, and a nice brushwork by Art Blakey on drums. The Clifford Jordan, who was the tenor man on that particular album, set that one out. Okay, what are we going to do next, Al?
We'll continue our focus on the piano next with a group led by Red Garland. Red, of course, was a feature in a lot of Miles Davis's quintet and sextet recordings. Here he is with a trio featuring Red on piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, and Charles Wright on drums. It's from a prestige LP entitled Red Garland at the Prelude, and it's a tune written by Red entitled Prelude Blues. Thank you. That was Prelude Blues, a tune written by Red Garland and featuring Red on piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, Charles Wright on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1959 entitled Red Garland at the Prelude.
Now we're going to do a track from Lee Morgan's Blue Note album, The Raja, cut in November of 1966. And he brings in some soulmates that he recorded with over the years. Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Gene Taylor on drums. This was a pop tune at the time that they turned into a piece of jazz work. It's What's Now My Love. Thank you. Great ballad by Lee Morgan on trumpet, "What Now, My Love." You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll make a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist, Lee Morgan, from his the title track from his Blue Note album, The Gigolo. And along with Lee, we've got Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. This was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. I didn't realize that they had written this particular tune, and it's called The Gigolo.